Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmoi b'tzalem Elokim bara isay. The Bnei Shalom created man b'tzalmoi. Tzalmoi means in his form. In the form of the Bnei Shalom, he created a person. Ki b'tzalem Elokim oses ha'adam. The Bnei Shalom created a person, which we call tzalem Elokim. Tzalem Elokim is literal translation is the form of the Bnei Shalom. Versteht sich, we understand that there is no such musug of tzelem by the Bnei Shalom. We're talking about ruchnius. What does tzelem mean? Tzelem pashtus means, Chaim Volozhin explains it, that something that's similar in hanhoga, in the way the Bnei Shalom runs the world, we have to be in that form of hanhoga, of our way we or manig ourselves, the way we behave ourselves, has to be in the form of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam behaves to us or to the world. What does that mean? The emphasis person was given two koichas. He was given a koich hanasina, which is a giving, and he was given a koich hanatila, taking. The koich hanasina is be'etzim what the Ribbono Shel Olam has. The Ribbono Shel Olam is kulei anoisim. There's no such thing that you can give the Ribbono Shel Olam, because whatever he's Hakol Yochel, Ein Oid Muvada, it's all his Koichas, everything is from him. The Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing as you giving him. His Kulay Nasina, it's Kulay giving. A person was brought down on this world, he has Bechira. Bechira means he can choose. Does he want to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Does he want to get further away from the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'll give you a mashal. That's claw, a tree. The branches that come out from the tree are similar to the etzem tree. The fruit, the seeds in the fruit, and I replant it, will have a similarity to the sheirush from where it comes from. The neshama is a chelik elakayim imal. The neshama is ki'ilu, kaviyochel, however we can understand it, is be'etzim we're a chelik of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That means we carry in ourselves kaviyochel, the midas of what the Ribbono Shel Olam has. And the Achronim give a moshel. A person has harocha for gevura, for oisha. A person can't stand idiots. He can't stand oini, poor. It goes against the human grain. Why? Because b'teva, he's a chelik elokim imal. His sheirush is beside the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the Ribbono Shel Olam is l'cha ha'gedula v'ha'gevura v'ha'tiferes v'ha'netzach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a metzias or gevura, tiferes, Oisha, covered, everything that is positive or that's good that we see in this world is the Metzius of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, in our essence, we like Ashirus, we like covered Be'etzem, we like Gevura, we like Yoifi, because that's in the essence the Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oni, Chosa Seichel, anything that's negative is a stira Be'etzem to the Metzius of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, in our essence, we have naturally, we try and distance ourselves from those kind of middos of oini, being poor. And that's why we always have a rotzen to make a statement, or to be boilet in the tzibur, to stick out, or to be different, or whatever, something that has includes gvura, kovod, whatever it is, because in essence those midas are coming from kaviyachol ribay mishlega, because the anofin, the branches that we are coming from the sheirish, the eighth, which is kaviyachol ribay mishlega. V'fashteitzach. It all depends on how we use those midas, and that's our bechira. When the ger, the goy, came along and asked, "Teach me kol ha-toyru kula," standing on one leg, so they threw him out. Bishami threw him out. Hillel turned around and said, "Whatever you don't like to do to yourself, whatever you don't like, don't do to your friend. The idach and the rest of the Torah, zilgamoy, is all a pirush." In this klal of our hafleirecha kameicha, and fashteitzach, we've spoken about it before. This nekuda, what exactly is the other 612 mitzvahs a prat in the klal? Klal means it entails everything. The klal gadol b'Torah, that the whole Torah be'etzem is in this big klal called v'hafleirecha kameicha, which is something that you don't like done to yourself. Don't do it to Yana. And everything else, the other 612 mitzvahs, is a pirush in this mitzvah of Ha'atarecha Kameich. What exactly lies in what they told him? What Rabbi Akiva says there, klal gadol b'Torah. I understand, you've got a klal, a kal v'chaymer, a gzer shover, so that's the klal, and the protim of what comes out of it. One klal gadol b'Torah is Ha'atarecha Kameich, and everything else is a prat. And pshat is, in short, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a metzias of a nisan. He's a nisan. There's no such thing as noitel by him. When we were born, we are noitel. A baby is born, he's a noitel, he takes. There's nothing he can give, except perhaps his smile. But anything else, he has to be taken care of, he has to be given food. And as he grows older, and he's more seichel, he becomes a shtickel, a nisan. The Bechira is either you stay a noitel, you always take, and that's a stira to godliness, that's a stira to being walachta bidrochum, going in the drochum of the Ribbono Shel Olam, mahu rachum afato rachum, and that's pshat the Yud Gimel Midas. It doesn't mean every time I say Yud Gimel Midas, it means that Ribbono Shel Olam suddenly going to have rachum on us. Yud Gimel Midas, when we say on Yom Kippur, or we say by Slichas, and Ribbono Shel Olam was megala the soid of Yud Gimel Midas, that if you say those Yud Gimel Midas, I will be mechapet the klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean that the guy that stands by Nehillah and screams Yud Gimel Midas, he's got his kapara. It means you internalize the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is pshat. Those are the Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. And just like he is, you are as well. Then I'll be meichel you, says Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because you're a godly person. You're in my league, you're thinking along my terms. And your sheirish, who you are, is in essence doima to the sheirish. Doima to the root of where you come from, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore you're dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The minute I'm a noitel, I'm a stira to the etzem bria. The stira to the actual, to the foundation of the whole bria of Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis was created as an asina to be toiv to people. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this world in order that we should come down on this world, work in this world to come back to get schar leolam habo. Because of his koyach hametiv, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is such a toiv mativ and he's such a noisen, so automatically he wanted to make a bria and put you down in this world, give you a chance to work for your scha, and then in Olam Habo, is you become the biggest tainuk that you can have is to be dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in essence that's where you're coming from. And where you come from, you'll never be able to really enjoy 100% something which is in be'etzem a stira to what you're making is. What I mean to say is like this. Shlomo HaMelech says, "V'nefesh lo yisimole." The nefesh will never get fulfilled. You'll never feel 100% fulfilled from a maisa avera. you'll never feel 100% satisfied, satisfaction from Olam Hazeh. Why? Because Olam Hazeh is noital, you're a taker. When I take for myself, when I want to chap around all the Yetzer Haras and all the Taivas, it's a stira to who you are, Be'etzen. Because you are a chelek of the Kaimi Mal, who's a noisen. When I'm a noital, it's a stira. Therefore, you'll never feel satisfied. You'll never feel satisfied. A parent, a kid, who lost both parents, and he's brought up by somebody else who gave them 50 times more love than his parents could ever give. He'll always feel the fifth wheel. Why? Because genetically, he doesn't feel he belongs. Genetically, he knows his parents are somewhere else. Either gave him more love and more TLC than their parents would have given, and he's living in a beautiful house that his parents didn't have money, he'll always feel the fifth wheel. How come? Because deep down there, there's something that tells him, my sheirish is somewhere else. Hanefesh le simole, nobody can ever walk out of this world satisfied from the tila. You can have 50 houses, you can have 50 Cadillacs, it still won't feel fulfilled. Yesh le mona, reitza masayim. What does that mean? I have $1 million. I once went to walk for a walk with a millionaire. It was Pesach Chalamoid. And just as he came back, we were all for Schwitz, and he says, ah, you know, with the cigarette, we'll give in a geschmack of Coca-Cola. No, like this Pesach, some of us don't drink it. So he said, ah, a Coca-Cola now would be worth $1 million. I turned around and I said to him, you never felt the hand of $1 million. He said, what do you mean? I said, because the minute you made $1 million, you wanted two. So you never had enough from the first million. He says, you know what? You don't understand it, but the truth is, I understand it, and it's so true what Chazal say. The $1 million that I made the first time is like you making $100. There's no difference. You made 100, I want 200. You'll never have enough from that. Vanefesh le simole, you'll never be satisfied. Why? Because by netila is a stira to your etzem being. Because your sheirish haneshama, your essence is a nesen. We came down in this world and we have a bechira. You can be a neutral, you can be a nesen. And be'etzem, if you take a look, and if you think about it, tif, every aveira and every mitzvah is a shaila, goes into the klal of nesen or neutral. Every Maisa Avera is a Neutel. Every Maisa Avera is, whether it's a Ben Odom LaChavera or Ben Odom LaMokim, doesn't make a difference. You're a Neutel. You're a taker. Whether I'm a taker because I have a Yetzahara for it, or whether I'm a taker turning around to the Rebbeinu and I'm saying, big deal, so you did me a favor, I'm not Meshuggah to you. I'll do whatever I want. Doesn't make a difference. I can't be bothered now. You're a Neutel. And that's all the two klolim, and that's be'etzem. Our whole life is surrounded, and there's all different protim. But when you say that dover, there's koyach hanasina, which is latoiv, and there's koyach hanatila, which is ra. Taking, and taking can mean doing a maisa aveira, ben odim lachaveira, or ben odim lamokim. Ben odim lachaveira means ani ve'afsi oy. It's only me. I only think about myself. That's nestila, that's me. That's called koyach hanatila. I'm not machshiv with the Rebbeinu. I'm not meshuggah to him. My father did something a tevah for me. I'm not meshuggah to him. I don't have to have a chorus a tevah to my parents. Koyach hanatila. Everything be'etzem is surrounded in these two things. And the Rebbeinu Shleilom put you in this world to become a nesen. Nesen means to give. Doing it. We're not going to go into it now, but even learning isn't koyach hanasina. Now's not the time to masber it. Mais HaMitzvah is Nesina. Because the Rebbe Yisrael told me to do it, therefore I'm doing it. That's the biggest Nesina Shaykh. Why? Because I don't take into consideration my arrogation. I'm not in the mood of it. I don't have a gishmak in it at this point. But I'm doing it because I owe the Rebbe Yisrael. And I'm a Shubah to him. And I'm a Choyev to him. So I'll do it. That's the biggest Nesina Shaykh. And the more of a Nesina I become, and the less of a neutral I am, the more dovuk I become to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Avraham Avinu, came to the highest madrega through chesed. Why? Because he became totally ki'ilu anoisen. He became so dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shleim through his koyach hanasina. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Lamoshel, through his koyach hanasina of feeling for Yena, whether it's the sheep running after the sheep, whether it's he's seeing Klal Yisrael going through tzoros, and he felt for them, and he went and helped them. To the Rebbeinu Shleim, you've got such a koyach hanasina. You're right to give the Torah. Because Torah is a metzias of Rebbeinu Shleim, Rebbeinu Shleim, Araisav, Kudshe Brichu, Chadu. It's one, that's the Rebbeinu Shleim's Chochma. The metzias of Torah is Nesina. You can give it. Because you've got no essence of yourself. There's nothing of you. You're Kule for Yena. You want to know Kol HaTorah Kula standing on one leg? I'll tell you one thing. Whatever you don't like to do, don't do it to somebody else. Whatever you don't like done to you, don't do it to somebody else. That's what it's all about. Koyach hanasina. The other 613 mitzvahs is a pirush in this koyach hanasina. It's all seifim coming off. The Eilam makes a choice and thinks that Midas in Adam L'Chaveiroi is a frumkai that was nischadash by the Balei Musa. Tel Rabbi Yisrael Salanta came, there was such a thing as Shulchan Aruch, Yiddishkai. Midas in Adam L'Chaveiroi, Shulz Chiddush. V'ahavta l'reicha k'moicha, ze klal godol b'teira. That's the first he said. Kofu Yitoiv is what we're talking about. Chazal say, Kol HaKofu B'Teivosu Shel Chaveiroi Lipsoiv Kofu B'Teivosu Shel Mokim. That if I'm Kofu in the Toivah of the person, that means I possibly don't appreciate what he did to me. Oh, I go faket. He did me a toiva, big deal. At the end of the day, you're going to be kofer b'teivos shel mokim. You're going to turn around to the Ribbono shel Olam and say, I'm not meshubet to you either. And like we explain, it's hainu hach. It's one midah, netila, taking. It's a stira to dveikas b'Hashem. It's a stira, total stira to dveikas b'Hashem. That is not, and you'll never, ever be satisfied being anointed. And when you talk about your orangutan in Tivus and your orangutan in Yitzharas, it's all Mikoyach Hanatila. I want for myself. I want to enjoy myself. I now decided I want a good time. Rebbeinu Shleim? Come wait. Koyach Hanatila. Will you be satisfied? Never. You have 50 cars, huh? Doesn't make a difference. Because it's a metzias against it's a stira to your sheirish. Your sheirish is a chelik elakayim now. Too bad you were given a neshama, which is a chelik from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and in your essence you're a koyach hanasina. You're a bechira. But in essence, you'll always feel better when you're a neisen. First of all, the metzias of being a neisen, and second of all, you'll feel more connected. You'll feel better by yourself because internally that's what your sherish is. Genetically, that's where you belong. You're not the fifth wheel. Hakoras HaToiv, why is Hakoras HaToiv such a yisoid godl b'chol HaToiv kula? Being Makir Toivah? Because if you're a Makir Toivah, you become a Neisen. You're a Neisen. Then you're not being kofer b'teivos shel mokim. Mitzvahs come a different way. The Rebbeinu Shleim asked me to do it. Like the moshul we said the other night, $100,000 car, park it between 12 and 6 outside my house. I can't sleep at night if you take it out. So we look at the guy as a Rosh Marusha. Why is he a Rosh Marusha? Why is he any different than we are? that the Ribbono Shel Olam day in, day out, gives us tovus on Hashir. And we turn around and we say, you know what? I'll thank you once a day. Mincha is not negeya. If a Rebbe reminds me to daven mincha, oh, forgot. Ma'ariv, bechlal not negeya. I've got more important things to do. I've got to watch a match. I've got to go to town. I've got to eat. I've got to chon chazrim. Ma'ariv, it's not negeya. Shachris, oh, once a day I'll thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the chanoitel. Your whole shachris is a noitel. Just forget, hot, if you make a cheshbon of why I'm doing it, right to fazich. Where do I see if you're a noisen? Horos HaTov, guide us your favor. You come back at night, you don't disturb Yana from sleeping. You make sure you're on time for your chavrusa. He helped you yesterday. If you don't turn up today, he's not going to learn. This is also chelif in Horos HaTov. HaKoros HaTov is b'yisoidei a noisen. When I become a noisen, you become connected. You become your the branch becomes a chelik of the sheirish. Kibetzelam elekim bara oisei. Mahu rachum afato rachum. The yud gimel midas that we scream whenever there's an eis tzara is not that we scream. Shaiz. The louder you scream, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to listen to you better. No. You've got to internalize it. It doesn't work. If you're a noitan, you scream mahu rachum afato rachum, it doesn't get you anywhere. You can't come along and ask refa'enu. And you can't come along and ask for atochainin because I want to be a noitel. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give us a siyata dishmaya when he sees you want to be doima to him as a noisen. Oh, you want to be a noisen? Then I'll give you siyata dishmaya. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to be the noisen at Torah because his whole metzias was in the sina. When we become noisenim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us the siyata dishmaya that fakir, we'll be zeicher in Torah much more than we expect. Because our etzem metzias is noisen. Once you become a noisen, you're a godly person. On a godly level, you get much more. Lemaila min ha-teva. Because the metzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is no teva. There's no such thing as teva-ness. Whatever the Rotzon Hashem is, that's what's going to be. And if you, what we call, like on a radar, you focus in onto those waves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world, mikoyach hanasina, you'll be zeichat ha'amuri dikisiyat ishmaya mikoyach hanasina. Tomorrow night, 6:00.